Tonight we have a guest speaker coming from great distances. Yeah, Trotwood. Brittany, would you please come on up? Give Brittany a hand.
Okay, I'm real nervous. I'm going to start off because I don't really like to talk in front of a large group of teenagers. But, oh well. This is a word that's been laid on my heart for a long time now. God gave me this verse, and it's becoming a lot more clear to me why here recently, but it's from Exodus 14, the 14th chapter, 13 and 14. I guess that's how you say it. Real nervous, sorry. It's the 14th chapter, verse 13 and 14. Yeah, that's what I meant. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And when I read this, because I really like Moses, and I read that book a lot. I read that a lot. But God was telling me that, you know, this is what Moses said to the Jews as they were waiting at the Red Sea, and the Pharaoh's army was coming for them. And they were real scared, and I can just imagine how they were acting. They're probably panicking and running around. I would have been. But God told me, I guess I have four things here, that we need to do when we're faced with something that we think is out of our control, which there's a lot of things in our lives that's going to happen that are out of our control, or even things that we put ourselves into, which, you know, I do that a lot to myself. But the first thing we need to do is we can't be afraid. God's not going to give us anything more than we can handle, believe it or not, even though it might seem like there's times when you think God's being a bully, which I think that right now sometimes, but that's okay. But and when we're afraid, we tend to go into a panic mode. We try to take things in our own hands and do our own thing. And we all know that never works out. And then we end up spending more time in trouble than we need to while God fixes what we screwed up even worse. And then we have to stand firm. And I don't think this means stand firm just physically. It means spiritually, too. We have to stand firm on the word, because all of you here know the word for the most part. I don't really know all of you, but most of you do. And And we have to keep our confidence up and remember who's on our side, because sometimes things really do seem bigger than they are. To us, they might seem huge, like you might have a bad hair day and you think your life's over, which is, I've been there. But it's really not that big of a deal. This is going to be real quick, too. I'm not lying. I'm almost halfway through now. The Egyptians that he's talking about in the verse, obviously, not many of us are going to come face to face with an Egyptian bully right now, I don't think that's what he means. I think he means a situation. So what he's trying to say is the situation we're in, if we get through it and we make the correct decisions the first time through, we're not going to have to face that decision again. We're not going to have to face that situation, that particular situation again. God will make it better for us, no matter, you know, what we're going through. I'm sorry, there's a lot of talking, and that's really rude. If you guys were up here, I'd be quiet, so I expect the same courtesy. No more texting, please. Really rude. Thanks. And the way God will fix our problems is not going to be how we picture it, because, like right now in TJ and Maya's life, God is trying to settle us down, and we're pregnant, and that is not how... And that is not how maybe we expected our lives to go, because we wanted to wait a while. Well, we're not. Mainly me. Yeah. Yeah, TJ's the late night going to the store and getting ice cream fly by. But, like, God gave me this verse, and I really think it was preparing me for this, because when I first found out I honestly, if I didn't already, you know, take care of the urine problem, find out, I would have peed my pants. I was not excited. I went downstairs and told TJ, and he called me a big fat liar. Like, it was not good. And right now, we're just standing firm on the fact that God's going to provide for us, because he's a construction worker, and I don't work, so we're in the broke department. But so now we have to make the right decisions in what we do, and it is really hard because we heart spending money. I mean, it is really hard. Yes, we went to the mall and we didn't buy anything, and that was it was the weirdest thing I'd ever done in my life. I mean, we waste our money on stupid things too, like candy. I mean, I bet most of our money is spent on food. No lie. TJ will stand up for that. But we've had to give it to God regardless. I really didn't want to tell you guys, but I knew that's the only way I can explain how this verse has anything to do with me. And I'm not saying my kid is an Egyptian, a bad thing. It's not something I was looking forward to for another 6, 7, 20 years. I was not looking forward to it. But we're getting used to it. We're getting accustomed. So that's why I've been extremely cranky and edgy with all of you, and why I'm not here. It's because I'm usually thrown up. It's fun. Seriously, you guys should not be messing around before you're out of high school. Yeah. So I didn't catch it from you, Caitlin. I caught it from TJ. It's not your fault. But, so, I mean, it's not easy being pregnant for you kids out there messing around right now. Because, I mean, I know some of you are, and God's telling me to say this. It's not easy. I'm probably 2 months along, and I throw up every day. I can't eat anything I like. I went to El Rancho Grande and almost cried because I couldn't eat. This is the worst ever. So, I mean, you guys need to slow down, put the brakes on. And boys, you guys have to deal with it too, because a child costs about $1,000 a month to keep up. So unless you have a job making more than $15 an hour, you're in a lot of trouble when you have a kid. And we're not in the $15 an hour range, FYI, just so you guys all know. Yeah, we'll take anything. And we have to remember that God's fighting for us, and that was the big thing that I've come to. God's not going to give me something that's going to hold me back in my walk. If anything, this is going to make me stronger. I mean, I don't know how yet, but it's going to. I've been praying a lot about the pain. It's not so bad. So far, it's not working out for me. Yeah, hopefully I stop puking soon. Yeah, Michelle. Thanks. Yeah. Maybe I'll C-section it or be knocked out or something. But, and the last thing is we have to learn that we need to just stay still and let God do what God's going to do. Because I have done about 100 things for the past 2 weeks. I've known for 2 weeks. Trying to come up with ways to save money. Trying to come up with ways. And I can't save money. So I have to, like, pray about it now, what I spend my money on. It's ridiculous. Sorry I'm about money right now, but you have a kid on the way, that's all you think about. And God's opening a lots of doors for us right now because, as many of you know, I live with my grandma, and she's a nutcase. So we are finding apartments, and it's very nice. Yeah, I got to tread lightly on that. Tyler might go tell her. But God's just opening lots of doors for us right now, and TJ's found other ways to make money in the side jobs, and which is nice. But we just need to know that God is going to work this all out for me and TJ, or your problems. Like, I hope none of you guys are pregnant. It's a big downer in your party schedule. You don't have to worry about going out to the movies, because trust me, it don't work out very well. I tried that already. It's not fun. Yeah, ask Brooke. She had hers for a little over a year, year and a half almost, I guess. Can't go very many places with them. But, I also felt like I need to tell you guys this because I've noticed, even through people in my family, that teenagers think babies are like a purse or like the little Chihuahua dog Paris Hilton used to carry around, and it's not. I've noticed it. Everyone's like, oh, I have to have a kid, and I'm going to dress it in Baby Gap, and I'm going to have it in Rock-A-Wear or whatever. I don't know, because my cousin's pregnant, and she's 18. You're not going to. If you guys get pregnant now, I'm just, I don't know, I feel real worried, like somebody in here is facing this, and you need to start making better decisions. But we also have to remember that when we're put in a situation, 9 times out of 10, we put ourselves there when it's a bad position. But God puts us in bad positions too. He puts us in places where we have to make decisions, where we have to make a decision what's right and what's wrong. And a lot of times, especially at the ages you guys are at now, you're not going to make the best decision. I don't make the best decision. I'm not very old, though. But we're going to do it, and God's going to continually put us in these positions. I hope that I don't ever get put in this position again, but we're going to continually be put in positions where we're going to be made to make the right decision or the wrong. And God is going to bring us out of it, and he's done it many times, like with Lot. You know, he took everything from the guy, and then he got it all back, plus more. But you guys just need to remember that you need to take your life seriously and be slow, make decisions, stand still, you know, let God direct your path. Don't direct it yourself, because trust me, I've done it, and you don't end up anywhere. You end up in more, not this. This is not talking about this situation, but when I was a teenager, I made a lot of bad decisions, and my brother can sit back there and, I mean, tell you, not that many, I mean, just about 100. But I made a lot of bad decisions, and I went a lot of places I shouldn't have, and not talking about parties or nothing, but I did a lot of things I shouldn't have done. But I'm okay, because God brought me out of it eventually. But it takes a lot of work, you guys, and we just need to stop and allow God to work by not coloring when somebody's talking, because that's really clear, and talking. But I'm just saying, I just want you guys to know that even when you're in a bad situation, you can come to any of the adults here. Most likely, one of us has been through what you're going through. I mean, we're all, not all of us are old, but, you know, Michelle and Rick. No, I'm kidding. But we know what you guys are going through, and I know it's hard for you to imagine that we know what you're going through, because I know you guys, and I see a couple of you guys looking at me like I'm stupid, like I have no clue what I'm talking about. But I graduated 3 years ago, so I know what you're going through. And that's really all I have to say, because I know. In my fine arts sermon, 5 minutes, that's all I could do. All right.
Thank you, Brittany, for sharing your heart. And yes, now I can finally tell people that you're pregnant, because it's been killing me. Youth staff, just the youth staff is single-handedly trying to repopulate the church. So we're waiting for the kidders to get things rolling here. And Don, but maybe the world is better off. No, I'm kidding. All right. But guys, as Lexi preaches back there, I hope you take seriously what Brittany was trying to get across to you guys, in that you have decisions to make in your life, and you have a choice whether you're going to make a good decision, a decision that's going to please God, and any decision that pleases God is going to be beneficial to your life. When you read through the Bible and God says, do this or don't do that, there's a reason for it. He didn't just say, well, you know, I'm just going to make them have, you know, a really down time and not have any fun, so I'm going to make these rules. God didn't do that. He said, I'm going to give you these principles to live your life by so that you don't have pain in your life and that you don't have to worry about dealing with things that I know some of you may be dealing with, or maybe your friends are dealing with. And God wants you to have the best life that you can possibly have. That's the whole purpose for all the rules. And basically, there's two rules. What are they? Love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. When you boil down the whole Bible, that's the two rules. If we live by those two rules, we're set. We're gold. So, I hope you guys appreciated Brittany's heart tonight. It's the only time Brittany's been short on words since I've known her. So, how long have I known you, Brittany? Since what? Eighth grade? Ninth grade? So, cool. All right, guys, let's pray, and then we'll hang out. Lord, I pray that you will, and that you did get the students' hearts tonight, and that they will think about making positive choices in their lives and just living a life that can bring glory to you, God. Lord, I pray that you will just be with Brittany and TJ as they go about this pregnancy and bringing a new life into the world and everything that entails. And I pray that you'll be with our students and that you will just minister to them and allow them to understand how much you love them and how much you want the best life possible for them. I thank you, Lord. I also pray right now for Megan Kolakowski's family, as her uncle died last night, that you will just be with them and help them through this hard time. Thank you, Lord. Amen.